next day gone. Sometimes. Hey, welcome everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense, and it's Thursday again.
It is.
I got another version of Life is a Highway.
That's
What'd you
good.
Think?
I appreciate that. It's very good. I was not paying attention. I was looking at the monitor and trying to delete something. So I think it was probably a good version of Life is a Highway, but you could dazzle me again with it next week and I probably would notice more.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What's going on this week?
I'm busy. I was literally out DJing last night. I got home at 1 in the morning from Toronto. So it was a busy week for me so far this week with DJing. So good, great, fun corporate gig. Ended pretty early. Jays won. They won like 13-4. So the people at the gig, actually, I got to be honest, were more interested in the Jays game than they were with me once the bases
okay.
got loaded.
That's very Canadian.
Yeah, it is very. So as soon as we shut off, there I was. So what was kind of cool is I started DJing some dinner music and kind of it was more of a casino themed event. And then there was a whole kind of capture the president kind of thing that went on. Like there was this whole thing where
like a murder mystery
that was going on with this corporate event. And then, and while that was going on, I was playing this casino music. And then when that all started, I just kind of pumped it up and just started playing dance music and, to the crowd. And the crowd was like dancing around in around all the big tables and stuff. There was about 400 people there. It was a pretty cool little corporate event. And, we had our lights going and it just was a lot of fun. And we did that, and then they announced who had stolen the, you know, the president and stuff. So it was kind of fun. And then at 8 o'clock on the big screen, so we had 2 50-foot screens behind us. Mm-hmm. They went from having all of these kind of cool effects behind us to the Jays game. So the people that were dancing stayed dancing, which was a lot of fun. And then there was a bunch of guys just went out to the bar, grabbed a bunch of drinks, came and sat at the tables and were just cheering and, you know, hollering. I was like, oh, they love me. But it was really the Jays.
Well,
let's be honest.
I had a very different night, which I actually wanted to give a little shout out if it's okay.
Sure.
I attended Westbrook Community Church.
Okay.
With my mother. And so for the listeners, my mother is 88 and she is a newer member to Westbrook Community Church because she's a newer member to the Kingston community.
All right.
And it's really lovely in there. That church has so much interesting history. It's been there since, I'm going to say 1847, but the second half of that might not be right. It's definitely the 1800s. And it's beautiful, historic, and very well preserved. And they had a beautiful, it was basically Westbrook Church Scott talent.
Oh, wow.
Westbrook
okay.
Church members have talent, I guess,
okay.
however
right.
you would put that. Yeah. So there was many members in the congregation who have musical talents.
All right.
And some of them sang, some of them played the piano or the clarinet or the accordion. And there's a lot of talent there. And it was a lovely evening. I think I was at least 20 years the youngest person there.
Wow, okay.
Because their average population of member is at least 20 years older than I am. So I felt very young. That was fun.
Nice. Yeah.
And
yeah.
The people were lovely. And there was actually a lady there who turned 96 yesterday.
Wow.
And shout out to Ted Hsu, who is our member of parliament.
Was he there?
Okay.
Good for him.
And he presented the church with a certificate and he wished this lady happy birthday. And the 96-year-old lady that afternoon had been on a trampoline.
She broke her hip and now has passed away.
And she literally is said to be someone who's civically normally in high heels.
Wow, really?
And she likes to go dancing once a week.
Is she? Like
she can do it.
Really?
She's mobile and she walked in by herself. And I said to her, happy birthday. You are an inspiration.
96.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Wow,
I think you should
awesome.
Come next time if you're around because I do think you appreciate things like that.
I do. So we were talking. I did a wedding. Remember, I did this wedding. Remember, and I don't know if we talked about it on the radio or not, where the older couple came to the house the one time. And normally Sarah Marie would say when she was little, oh, a bride and groom's here.
Oh,
she
yes.
was like, a grandpa and grandma are here. And it was an elderly couple. So they were in their 80s. And just a bit of a backstory. They were in their 80s. They'd both been high school sweethearts. They went off, married other people. Their significant others died. They reconnected in their 70s and then decided, you know, we're in our 80s now. Let's just get married. So they got married on New Year's Eve, which is our wedding anniversary. And instead of having me DJ. I did play music in the background. I actually coordinated all of the different talent that they'd kind of brought in from around the world.
Oh, neat.
We had bell ringers that came in from Austria that they'd met on a cruise, and people from Brazil and all over the world. Like, it was just a beautiful evening of talent. And the bride in her 80s got up and rang bells with somebody.
Oh, yeah. There was a lady with spoons yesterday, too. And little wood marionette.
Oh,
that's
really?
Very East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he's called, but there's a little wood marionette that somebody also played. It was really interesting,
Yeah, that kind
actually.
Of stuff is really, like, to be a part of that is really interesting in my
it
opinion.
So I would just say that if anybody ever has the opportunity to visit Westbrook United Church, it is just out Highway 2 towards Odessa. It's a lovely little historic church, and the pastor, I think she's called, or minister, is lovely. She's also very friendly and very nice.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We had very different nights, but they were nice in our own ways.
Yeah.
So then, before I actually went out, I was sitting with my mom thinking, uh-oh, what are we doing for our show tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I had about an hour in between
my
work day.
Well, it's funny, because I had also prepared something for the show, but I hadn't put it down. And when you sent it through, I was like, oh, okay.
Good to go.
We'll go with yours.
Perfect.
Mine will be next week.
Well, no, Halloween will be next week. Next week will be the 30th.
Oh, yeah. It'll be Halloween.
Right.
It is a spooktacular night.
It is a spooktacular night. So we will put yours all on hold, but we will do it again.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do it on the 6th.
What I came up with, though, is if our life was a movie, what would the soundtrack be, or what would the songs of our life be? And I thought that was really fun, actually. And I was having fun all by myself, just looking things up on the couch and playing little snippets of music for me and my mom. And it was quite enjoyable. And I just want to set the stage, though, that either the song title is funny and relevant, or the movie is funny or relevant or meaningful to us.
Yeah.
So like the movie, I'm going to use an example. The first one we're using is something from Crazy Stupid Love. That's not your favorite movie in the entire world.
No, and I hadn't seen it until last year.
I can't believe you've lived with me and Sarah Marie for as long as you have, and you've never paid attention to the thousandth time we've watched Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Listen, if Ryan Gosling is on the screen for 2 hours, it stops traffic in the house.
Might in your house.
In the female house.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely does. Anyways, he is the epitome of sexy in that movie. And there's a great line.
I've seen it now 3 times, and I hadn't seen it in years.
The best combination of sexy and cute is a big famous line from that movie. It isn't really about the movie. That would be a movie that maybe my daughter and I bond over, which obviously is part of our crazy story in our family. But the title of the movie is Crazy Stupid Love, which is pretty much what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I thought it was relevant and funny that our life is crazy and stupid and we're deeply in love.
And this is a great song by Percy Sledge as well.
It is. Come on. We picked When a Man Loves a Woman because it's nice and sentimental, and I like to dance with you to this.
Absolutely.
One.
So here we go.
Thing he's found.
just love that song.
That is a nice song. I really enjoy when we get the opportunity to slow dance together, which isn't very often because most functions that we're at, you're either DJing or you're being annoying about criticizing the DJ. But we were...
Don't say that.
It's true. We were at a beautiful wedding actually this past weekend. So very good friends of ours got married on Saturday. It was a gorgeous fall wedding, and this
the weather
bride
was amazing.
Looked breathtaking. But we did have the opportunity in this beautiful old barn at Happy Life Farms. Is that correct?
That's
at
Happy Life Farms
to dance a couple of times because you have an assistant now that you trust, and you actually let him touch the controls so we could dance.
I know
that's a huge promotion to him, so he should be very proud of himself because you don't trust anybody with your equipment.
Not really, and. And I even let him work the controls last night. I'm working up because he's going to actually have to DJ quite a bit on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And let me be a part of the function. So he knows that. And we're working towards that. So.
No pressure, Jeff.
No, none at all. But
that
anyway,
sounds like a lot of pressure to me.
The wedding was fantastic last weekend. I really had a good time. The food was great. The venue was great. The change of ceremony threw me for a loop. We went from being in an area that was kind of just right up behind the barn to out into a forest. And I was like, when the bride said, oh, we're in the forest. I'm like, yeah, no, I know. I assumed it was one spot. I show up and there's like a totally different area. And I'm like, not prepared for this, but we'll figure it out. And
you
we did.
Always do.
We did. And we made it.
She didn't even notice a glitch.
No,
so
not at all.
You're never going to do that to somebody on their wedding day.
You
just say like, oh, there's a snag. You're like, it was perfect. Don't
worry.
We
just made it work. And, like I said, the ceremony was great. Happy Life Farms, the people there are just amazing. They're so much fun to work with. And like I said, we had great food. And then the late night pizza truck showed up and we had pizza. And yeah, it was good.
It was great. So speaking of weddings, we've mentioned previously on the air before that our first dance was from Aladdin. And it was A Whole New World. We're not going to play that today because we always play A Whole New World when we talk about our love story. But we really do love that movie. It was out around the time that we were getting together, so obviously that was topical and relevant. We decided today, though, that we would play Friend Like Me because you are also my best friend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that song came out in 1992 and we were married just thereafter, so.
Yes.
So, yeah, we will definitely play A Friend Like Me. It's a fun little song, too, so.
And which version are we playing?
We're going to play the original, the Robin Williams Disney version from the movie.
Perfect.
So we'll play the movie version.
The Will Smith version is good, and we could probably debate which one's better, but I like the original because that's just the sentimental one that, like, tugs on my heart with the voice that goes with the time.
Yeah, and it's sad that he's gone, too, so this is really good. Yeah.
Sherry's already had a thousand tales. Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. It's heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz. You got who and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Announcer, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir.
We pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shop. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Their little hat. Can your friends go poo? Hey, look at here. Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip! And then make the sucker disappear. Don't you sit there, smack your buggy hide. I'm here to answer all your business friends. You got me bona fide certified. You got a genie for your child to fail. I got a power word to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that miles long, no doubt. Well, all you gotta do is rub like so. Hey-ho. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three. I'm on. Bob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo, my goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
I love football season.
Well, there's a couple of football movies shortly coming along in our playlist because anytime I could walk in a room, there's a couple of football movies that you might be watching, even though you've seen them a thousand times, like I've seen Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, well, yeah, and but mine are good. Not that Crazy Stupid Love isn't.
Yeah, I took offense there for a second.
Not that that
it
isn't.
It might be my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really funny, and it's witty, and
one
sorry,
guess.
What's his name? Ryan Gosling. I had a brain cramp there for a second. And Ryan Gosling for 2 hours.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny. Okay, so next thing I picked was The Incredibles, and there was a number of different reasons for that. But
I love this movie. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Dash, which is the son's name, reminds me of Kieran when he was young, and remember he wanted to be faster.
Yeah.
And whether that was on his feet or on his motorcycle, he always talked about going faster or his faster shoes.
Yeah.
And so that was really cute, and I just really like that because it reminds me of him. And of course, we think we're incredible.
I do think I'm incredible.
So, you know, there's no lack of modesty in our household, but we think that we're kind of incredible. But the theme of this as well is about a family fighting villains together. And we've had some villains in our life that we've had to band together to, I'm not going to say it's not as dramatic as have a sword fight with people or whatnot, but there's times when we've had to stand up for each other. We've had to go on rescue missions for one of the kids or band together when something traumatic has happened to one of us. And so we have fought life's actual or
perceived
villains, things that have happened. So I thought that was kind of fun that we're like villain fighters and we're getting our way through life together. And
I sometimes feel like the laundry's a villain.
I do too, yes. And the lawn, because the lawn never goes away.
The lawn is a bad guy.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Yeah.
But we have some supporting characters in our movie who are helping us, so that's good. Did you like that?
I do, yeah.
So we did pick The Incredibles. Like I said, we love the movie. We like some of the references in it. We think we're incredible, and we're kidding. Sort of.
Yeah. Now, is this an instrumental?
I don't know. I played only a little bit of it, and they never got to words, so I hope it's kind of short if it's only instrumental.
It is kind of short, but yeah, we'll come back.
I think it's the theme song.
It is.
So I think we're okay.
Here we go. It's called Life's Incredible Again. Instrumental.
It was good, though.
It was good.
You
but
could visualize the movie.
Oh, I could, for sure.
It was a little soft for a minute, so that was very different for us to just play instrumental, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just...
And it was short. I wasn't going to let that go on for 5 minutes, but it was a minute and a half, so everybody can listen to instrumental for a minute and a half, and half the people probably got up and went to the washroom.
Well, I hope not.
That's what I would have done.
All two? All two got up?
The two people who are listening to us?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but that's okay.
I don't know. It was a good... It actually makes me think of the movie, right? Yeah. Like the beginning and stuff.
Of course, it's the soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So one of the other things that you've heard us talk about that we really love are musicals and theater. So we are featuring two of them today in form of reference to our life. And we thought we would just mix it up a bit and not play the typical thing. We wanted to play My Shot from Hamilton or something like that, because you should not throw away your shot. But I'm sure we've played it.
We have. We've played a ton of Hamilton. We've definitely played some stuff from Rent before. Who else have, you know?
Oh, anything. But I will, like, take the segue to tell you what I'm excited about today.
Okay.
So as we've shared, we are sponsors of the Thousands Island Playhouse in Gananoque. And they just released their lineup today for their 2026 season. I don't remember all of it, and I'm sure we could Google it or look it up on Facebook because I already shared it as one of the sponsors. But I'm very excited that next year they're doing Grease and they're doing Come From Away. And we absolutely love Come From Away, and Grease is classic. So I'm very excited to see those and just to be at the Playhouse. The quality of the theater is fantastic. And this week, this Sunday, we'll get to our weekend wrap up. But this Sunday, we have our final show for this season, and we are going to see 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the teams that listens in every week to find out what the trivia is.
Oh, I knew you were distracted. Were you looking at your phone?
I was talking at my phone.
And he was looking at his watch, which delivers messages to him.
It does. It just said, hey, just so you know, Sherry said there's two people listening. I want you to know there's three people in my store right now. They're listening as well. So we got five. Him and a couple others and your mom for sure. So excellent. My parents are like, whatever. It is what it is. I love it, guys.
Okay. So the reason I was talking about theater and musicals and things like that is one of the just kind of descriptions that doesn't necessarily mean the song, but we just picked a song, is that I would call our life the sound of music.
Yep.
So anytime that I walk into a room, absolutely the first thing I do is put music on. The first thing you do is turn the TV on.
No, we've changed. That's changed. I've started listening to a lot more music. I've been listening to a ton of, so the place where I go and get my hair cut, they always have on this really cool Mediterranean kind of DJ mix. And I've actually now Shazammed it, found it.
Okay.
And now I'm playing it in the house. And Karen's like, when did we start playing this in the house all
That's
the time?
Funny.
And I'm playing it usually around 8 in the morning. I'm literally kicking those beats.
At 8 in the morning.
I know, but I'm kicking those beats on at 8 in the morning.
Where I am, though, is at 9:30 p.m. when I'm trying to go to sleep and you're watching a Law and Order and I have to hear the graphic description of how someone got murdered.
Dun dun.
But the other night, I can convince you to finally turn it off sometimes and just go to sleep listening to music if I rub your back.
Hey, listen.
So it's either you or the puppy that I got to be rubbing somebody's back, but everybody's happy with that. That all said, we are featuring a song from The Sound of Music today, and we're going to play a few of my favorite things just because it's a fun tune.
It is.
And
Julie Andrews.
The Sound of Music describes our life.
It does.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in. Hey, I recognize that voice.
I know that guy.
I know that guy too. Yeah, so my show has been kicking off, and it's in its third week coming up. I've had such a blast doing it. I actually, when I was playing last night, and even when I played at the wedding, I played some of the songs that were kind of been featuring on the show, and they went over really, really well. So the reason I wanted to do that promo was because this weekend's a busy weekend for us.
Right.
Right? So tomorrow night, we do have our regular trivia at Wild Wings, and that's going to be great, and we've got a bunch of teams already calling in booking tables. So if you're looking for a table, guys, please send me a text, send me a message on Facebook, do what you got to do. So that'd be great. But let me tell you about the rounds for tomorrow. So in no particular order, the rounds are finish the lyrics. So we're going to play a part of a song, and then you're going to write out the finishing of that lyric, that line.
Can they sing them out loud?
They can sing it out loud if they want.
That's more fun.
Yeah, for sure. And then we're going to be round the second round. And again, no particular order, the same song title, but by two different artists.
Well, I did notice when I was looking at last week's playlist that almost every song was called Thank You.
Yeah.
So there's a good example of where there's many songs with the titles.
Absolutely. So, and then round 2.5, which is our quick round, 10-second round, it's boy bands versus girl bands.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. And then round number three, round number four is Billy's dance party. So Billy must have sent in some music for the round. So I'm assuming that's what that's about. And then the last round is called Sorry About Last Week. This is an easier rock round.
Oh my gosh, it was so hard.
Yeah, some of them were a couple.
It was so hard.
So sometimes it's got to be hard, but it doesn't have to be crazy hard. So, it'll be easier this week.
Okay.
I guarantee you. So that's Friday night until 11, and then we pack up and we head down here, and I DJ from midnight till 2 a.m.
By we, he does not mean me.
No, I do not mean you. And then as soon as that's over, I'm going to head home and catch a few hours of sleep, and then I've got to be back up and playing again by 10 a.m. for HOCO.
Here.
So homecoming.
That's
exciting. So I'm doing a Queen's homecoming gig until 2 p.m. I can't remember exactly which field I'm on, but it's one of them.
He'll find it before
find
Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yeah. No, I've got it. I've got all that stuff, but I just can't remember right now offhand. So that's me. That takes me till 2 p.m. And then after that, I'm going to go wrap up our trailer. And then hopefully the Jays will have won tonight and tomorrow night. And then I will be ready for Sunday watching the Jays come home and win it all.
I think you got stuck on Saturday night because I hadn't told you yet what we're doing. So we're on Saturday night. What are we doing?
Do we have a Saturday night?
No, but you just looked like you were looking at me like, help me here, because I don't know if we're doing something Saturday night.
Well, just so you know, Saturday night on the 18th, Sloan is playing at the Ale House.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So may attend the Ale House to go see Sloan play.
Probably not. Given the weekend you just described, you're not going to be going to the Ale House on Saturday night.
You don't know that.
I do know. You're going to be on the couch watching the Jays game.
No, the Jays are on Thursday, Friday. Saturday, they're not playing.
You'll be watching something on the
couch. Hang on. Notre Dame's playing.
Okay, yeah, so Notre Dame's playing. Okay, so I'm going to backtrack and just share what I'm doing, and some of our weekend intersects and some of our weekend does not intersect.
No.
But I'm also going to use this next 30 seconds to count it as our PSA moment for the day.
Okay.
So I get to start today, or leave today, to have a mammogram.
Oh, sure.
It's not fun, and you can cringe all you want to, but it's so important. It is so important. So ladies, when you get the letter that says you have to go get a mammogram every 2 years after you turn 27. No, it's actually after you turn 50. I'm just trying to say that I'm only 27.
Oh,
after you
turn 50, like, what? I'm like,
you get
you've
a letter
been doing this forever?
From the Ontario government that says you must go have a mammogram every 2 years, and it's proactive. And I got to be honest, we don't have any family history of cancer, and I feel perfectly healthy, and I know that I'm perfectly healthy. I know that in my heart. However, I know way too many people who have had just a little spot that the doctor doesn't like, and I would rather get that out before it did anything to prevent me from living the next 50 years. So it is very important, and please take this as my public service announcement to go get your mammogram when you get the letter saying it's time. It is super important. I'm writing down that I did a PSA.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. So after that, though, tomorrow I am going to be late for trivia because I am showing a house in Madoc. So I'm putting a lot of kilometers on the car lately because I have a lot of distances that I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That's what you do as a realtor. Saturday, I'm very... Oh, then I will go to trivia. And then Saturday, I'm very excited because...
You're going to be listening to the rebroadcast of my show
from
midnight to 2 a.m.
Well, I will because I have to drive to Smith Falls. Because actually, my youngest nephew is looking for a house. And
My
youngest nephew.
No. What about Shay?
She's a niece.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're right. Youngest nephew. Oh, my gosh.
Just for the record, yet again, yeah. I was
right.
I had to do the mental math about how old the other nephews are.
Yeah.
But my youngest nephew is ready to purchase a house.
Yay.
And he said, Auntie Sherry, will you help me look for a house in Smith Falls? And I said, yes, if you stop calling me Auntie. Because when you talk to your lawyer and your mortgage company, you don't want to say, I have to ask my Auntie Sherry. You want to say, I have to ask my realtor.
Yes.
So we have to correct that out of him. But that's such an exciting time, and I'm so honored and privileged to do that with him. So I'm going up to Smith Falls on Saturday afternoon to go look at houses with him and your sister.
Nice. I am not.
You're not, because you're here doing HOCO.
I am doing HOCO. I'm excited for doing HOCO.
So I think we will probably meet on the couch on Saturday night about 7 p.m.
I'm going to meet you at the Ale House.
You're not.
To go see Sloan.
I can tell you that you're not going to do that, but you can talk about it all you want to.
How about October 22nd? We go see the Grapes of the Wrath.
I don't know what's happening on October 22nd. I sometimes don't know what's happening tomorrow.
All right.
And then Sunday, we are actually going back to the Playhouse to see our final play of the year.
9 to 5.
And we're seeing 9 to 5. So we're very excited about that. And then somewhere in there, I hope to clean the house and do what normal people do with their lives and then wake up Monday.
Crazy, stupid love.
Exactly. Start all over again on Monday. So that's what's up with us. We should jump back into some music. So I wanted to ask you, Rudy is a movie that you will watch every single time it's on TV.
I don't care if it comes on at the beginning, the middle, or right at the end. I stop everything and watch it.
What I find most intriguing about this, though, is you didn't play football.
I know.
So I wonder why you, number one, love football so much. Number two, you love football movies so much. Because I could get it if it was like sentimental to you because you had a football career or you played football or something like that. I think I have a guess that you like the brotherhood and the teamwork and those kind of things. But in your own words, why do you love football movies so much?
I don't know. I've got to be honest. I really don't know. But I really do love that movie. And I don't know how to explain it. That movie for me is, it's the underdog. It's the underdog that, I guess that's probably the easiest way to explain it. It's the underdog. He tries and tries. He fails a bunch of times. He never gives up. He's persistent. And then he finally gets what he wants.
Well, doesn't he get to play like a couple minutes or
something? He is the only person in Notre Dame history to be a fourth line stringer on the practice team to ever walk onto a field and play in a game. It's just never happened before or since. It's an actual story.
I was going to say, is it a true story?
It is a true story, Rudy Rüdiger. And what's interesting is we were at Notre Dame. Sarah Marie and I were at Notre Dame and sat beside a guy one time who actually was in the movie.
Oh, cool.
And showed us a photograph of him. He was a student. We were talking to them. We're sitting there and we were talking. And we actually talked to this guy about, you know, like this, you know, saying it's my favorite movie. And he goes, well, I was in it, and pulled out his phone and showed us a clip of him being in the movie. He was just like an extra as a towel guy, but he said it
Who cares?
Yeah, I was like, dude, I would have done that all day long.
Yeah.
It was so cool. So yeah, it is my favorite movie of all times. I've got to be honest.
Okay, so let's play the music from Rudy.
Yeah, and this is, I think, I'm not even sure what part this is. It's part of the score for sure, but yeah, it's a fantastic movie. Is when they run out onto the field, when Rudy Rüdiger gets to run out on the field and he takes them out through the tunnel. They all smack the play like a champion today as they come down the stairs. I have that in my house. Our man,
we should have that at the front door. Can we put it above the door so we can all smack it as we go out in the morning?
Yeah, I guess we could move it.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it's...
Do that.
I will.
Put it on your handyman's list.
Okay, I'll put it on there. But it's one of my favorite movies, like I said, of all times. And I think it just, if anybody hasn't seen it, I suggest you go see it. It's, or you don't have to go anywhere. You can just,
look
it up on Netflix or Prime or whatever it's on. But it's a wonderful movie.
Okay. And, so speaking of football movies, we have another one because you also love Friday Night Lights.
Now, I didn't do this. Is this Friday Night Lights the movie or Friday Night Lights the TV series?
Well,
because there's both, right?
But I was thinking the movie.
So love the movie too. So that's a really great movie as well. I was expecting to see Remember the Titans on here. I mean,
yeah.
Or the one with the plane that
We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good football movies.
There's some really good
and you weren't home
heart-wrenching
last night, so
football movies. No, this is fantastic. So Friday Night Lights for me, again, it's that overcoming adversity and teamwork and just everybody persevering and kind of moving in the same direction. Is this another score? I don't think so.
I think it might be. After that, we get back into some boppy songs with words.
Okay, well,
let's play it.
All right, this is actually kind of cool. It's right from the end of the show, right? So here, enjoy, guys. Thank you. think we need to listen to 5 minutes of this really nostalgic, kind of haunting song. It is good, though.
Sorry, what? I nodded off.
It's from the...
You know what? I'm boring myself. That's
oh,
not
wow,
good.
That's terrible. So I will tell you, it is from the actual TV show. It's the ending credits from the TV episodes. But it is fantastic. But again, you need the visual to go with it, sure, in my opinion. But yeah, it's a great song.
The
it
visual
really is.
Here was you looking at me like, why did you pick this?
Well, it was kind of like, why did you pick this? I got to be honest. I was like, what?
This is the nonsense, folks.
We are
doing this.
This
is the nonsense. But that's okay. We're going to move on to something which is much more uplifting and much more fun. We are going to play We Are Family, and a couple of good reasons.
Which version?
I think it's Sister Sledge.
Okay.
I think that's what I picked, but I could be wrong.
No,
apparently
no.
I make mistakes sometimes.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to know because we've got like 3UK did a really cool remix with it as well. So I wasn't sure which version you picked.
I picked it from Shrek.
Oh, okay.
So it's most likely either Shrek or Donkey or Sister Sledge. The reason I picked it is, for one, we are family, and you know nothing means more to us than our family. We are an absolute tight unit.
Yep.
This also reminds me of when the kids were young. Shrek movies were new and exciting, and it was really fun to go see them with the kids, and nothing we liked better than a good old Cineplex run with a big bag of greasy popcorn when the kids were young. That was really fun. And then also, our daughter belonged to a dance studio when she was young, so way before cheer, way before gymnastics, way before everything else. She did ballet, jazz, and tap, and all that kind of stuff. But the dance studio ended every single recital with We Are Family.
Yeah.
And so, obviously,
nice.
This brings back good memories for me because it reminds me of being in Georgian College Theater, watching Little Sarah Marie in a tutu,
yep,
dancing to We Are Family.
So yeah, everybody up on stage together.
We picked this one. Do you want to go ahead and play it?
Absolutely.
You and the things you do, you won't go wrong.
Oh no,
this is our family jewel.
We are family.
Yeah.
What a classic song that is. I love that song.
I guarantee you we're going to be playing that at our daughter's wedding.
Oh, for sure. At some point it'll be played, for sure. I mean, I play it at most weddings.
Right? And I want it played at our weddings.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a fun night when we pick the music for her, because I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot of disagreeing and yelling. It's always fun.
Yeah. Well, we've got to put together a bunch of playlists that'll literally curate the whole night out. So a little bit older, a little bit of, you know, outside horse.
Yes, I get it. Okay, we'll leave that off the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now we're going to go back to Broadway discussions.
We are. So, I mean, this was probably one of our first shows we saw together, right?
Probably. I'd have to think about it, but we've definitely seen it a lot. We saw it in the early days.
Yeah, we saw it, and probably one of the first times we saw it with the kids too. So we took the kids to see this at downtown, just on Yonge Street there.
Probably not appropriate. They were probably like 9 and 6 or something the first time we took them to see Rent.
But it's,
they didn't understand the parts they didn't need to understand.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a huge appreciation for Broadway.
Absolutely. I think getting kids into musicals way early is really good. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion personally. So this song for me, I want this song played at my funeral.
I know.
So it's wild that you picked this. Maybe you're thinking about killing me. I don't know.
Sometimes. there's a recording of me saying that, right? Yeah.
So if I die.
You know what happened.
Whatever. But anyway, I think this is a marvelous song. And
Do you want to say like why and what it's about?
No, I think we'll play it and then we'll come back and
dissect it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it speaks for itself. I got to be honest. This song is just amazing in every way. And just it is very, very relaxing.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
You're thinking about life going on without you.
I know, but it's relaxing.
That's relaxing.
Well, no. The fact that you're just lying there and everybody's going on without you, it's relaxing. It's the time you get to rest. Remember we talk about we're relaxed when we're dead?
Yes, I agree.
Well, this
play
is it.
Song.
All right, okay. Here we go.
Ground falls, the rain falls, the grass grows. Without you, the seeds root, the flowers bloom, the children burns, but I die
So obviously it's not the person hasn't died yet. They're just talking about, you know, they would die if they didn't have their partner.
I think they did die.
No, well, they do in the show. But what I'm saying is I don't think that's what, you know, it's in relation to this song, though. They're just saying, I would die if I didn't have you. All these other things would go on. But without you,
yes,
I die. Right?
So, it's true. And I will play this at your funeral and I will cry.
Yeah. Well, you're also going to play a few other songs. I'm going to curate my own funeral music,
yes,
folks.
Yes, you will. There'll be a playlist.
Oh, there will be. It's going to be a lot of fun. I even want a recording of me in the coffin. I've seen it a few times where, you know, as you're lowering me down, I'm just like, hey, what are you doing?
Stop it.
Just stop doing that.
You'll have to say the F word at least one more time because that'll be your legacy.
Yeah.
That you swore as you were going in the ground. But let's move off of this topic and move on to something more exciting.
Well, let's talk about the next song. And we're not going
to
get both in, which is unfortunate.
But
yeah, we won't.
We'll go out on this one. Just let it fade away.
I don't think we even get it in.
Okay, stop talking.
All right. So the next one is Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and we've added boats.
Right.
Because that themes to be the theme of our life.
Planes,
trains, automobiles, and boats.
We love adventures. We love travel. We spend way too much time in cars, particularly. We don't spend enough time on our boat, but we spend good time on cruise ship boats. I do love a good train. Call me Sheldon Cooper. And planes are necessary evils to get to where you want to go.
You got it. So here we go. This one's by Paul Young. It's called Every Time You Go Away. Great song. Song, and we're going to bring you into our last song of the day. And it's basically a Depeche Mode song. I think it's fantastic. It's called Route 66, and it's a road I've traveled many, many times up and down. I've done old Route 66, new Route 66. We've been everywhere on the highway.
Yeah, I thought that it was a great symbol for our life of travels, for as sure. well as we love Depeche Mode.
We do love Depeche Mode, very much so. I'm actually playing some tomorrow night on their show, on my other show. But yeah, so we'll end off with that. Okay. I think this should be our extra song, like you said. I think we should play this every
week.
We'll
play In Life is a Highway and Outward 66.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy HOCO. Stay dry. I hear it's going to rain a little. But that's all right. We will see you out and about, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night at Trivia, and listen at midnight to 2 a.m. All right. Have a great weekend.
Kicks.